Avram. The Sivit says, Mal Yedidi Bebosi Bebesi. Then the Yivni Yedid, let Shlomo Melech come and build the Beis Hamikdash, Zeh Beis Hamikdash. The Siv Ma Yedidus Mishkanasecho. The Yedidi Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he should build the Beis Hamikdash Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Siv, it says, Ashira no Yedidi. I'll sing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chelko Asher Yedid, in the portion of your beloved one, Zeh Binyamin. Goes on the portion of Binyamin. Shenemrit says the Binyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem, Yishkan Levetach Olov. That the Binyamin is called Yedid Hashem. So let the Beis Hamikdash be built in the land of the beloved one. And the Yischapru bo Yedidim Elu Yisrael, that there should be a Chapor of a Klal Yisrael. The Sivit says, Nosati es Yedidus Nafshi Bekaf Oyveho. And then he said further that, Yovoy Toiv, let good come. Yekabu Toiv, let it accept the good. Mitu from the good, Lutoivim for the good people. What does it mean to say, Yovoy Toiv ze Moshe, the Siv, Vateroi se ki Toivu. They saw him that he was good, that goes on Moshe Rabbeinu. Yekabu Toiv, let him accept the Toiv zu Toiro. The Siv Kileka, Toiv nasat lechem. Mituv, let Moshe Rabbeinu receive the Torah from good, ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Siv, Toiv Hashem Lakol. So let Moshe Rabbeinu receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give it L'Toivim Elu Yisrael. Let him give it back to the Toivim. The Klai Yisrael, the Siv, Heitivu Hashem L'Toivim. Another thing he said was, Yovoy Zev Yekabu Zois Mizeh Liyam Zu. Means Yovoy Zeh Zeh Moshe, let Moshe come. The Siv, Ki Zeh Moshe Ish. Yekabu Zois Zu HaTorah, that's the Torah, the Siv, it says, V'Zois HaTorah Shashem Moshe. Mizeh Minzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Siv, Zekelu Vian Vayu. Liyamzu Elu Yisrael, Shenemet says, Amzu Kanisi. Skitzi is a place of word, play of words, the way they gave him Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yitzchok. Reb Yitzchok says like this, that Beshor Shekor of Beis Hamikdash, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, so Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyavrom Shoyoyim in the Beis Hamikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram Avinu that was sitting in the Beis Hamikdash. Omer Loisi said to him, Mal Yedidi Bebeisi, what are you Avram Avinu doing in the Beis Hamikdash now? Oh, Mal Lois Avram said back, Aliski Bonai Bos, I came to protect my children, Klai Yisrael. Oh, Mal Lois Hashem said to Avram Avinu Bonecha Chotu, you Klai Yisrael did Chatoyim, the Golu, they deserve to go into exile now. Oh, Mal Lois Avram said back, but maybe Shema B'Shoigig Chotu, maybe they did the Chet B'Shoigig, only by mistake. Oh, Mal Lois Hashem said back when the Apostle says, Yim Yo, Asoy Samazim Oso, they did it by Mizim, they did it willingly. They did it by Mezah, they did Chatoyim. Oh, my Lord, it's still like Avraham Avinu said, Shem imi yutam chotum. Maybe only a few of Klai Yisrael did the chet, not the majority. Oh, my Lord, he said back, no, Harabim hoyu lecho. There were a lot of them. So, my Lord, Kosh Baruch Hu said back, no, Harabim hoyu. There were a lot. So, Harabim, no, there were a Rabim that did the chet. So, Avraham Avinu still tying it back and said, Hoyu lecho lizcho bris milom. You should remember the bris, the schus bris, the bris milom. The bris which you have, you should have saved them. Oh, my Lord, the Kosh Baruch Hu said back, no, Ubisar Kurdish Yavru Milecho. They stopped making a bris milo. Christ saw at that time, Mashat Kurban Abayis stopped having a bris milo. Oh, my Lord, the Kosh Baruch Hu said back still, Shem im him tanto lehem, Hoyechoyzim b'tshuva. Maybe he would have given them more time, maybe they would have done tshuva. He should have waited, not bring the Kurban so fast. Oh, Malay Hashem said back, no, ki rasicho oz taluzi, that no, the mamash their ra was coming terribly, that they wouldn't have done tshuva. They were making fun of Hashem already. So, miyad right away, when Avraham Avinu saw it was a lost case, he said, niyach yodoy al roishoy. Avraham Avinu put his hand on top of his head. Voyitzoyak u'boich, he started to cry and scream. So Yomer, and he started like this, Shem ochas v'sholom ein lem takono. Maybe Chas Hashem, there's no more hope for Klai Yisrael. Like maybe they'll be destroyed completely. Is Yotze Sabasko v'Yomer Loya Abasko came out in the Shemayim and told Avram and said no. Zayis Ranon Yofo Pri Toyar, that Korah Hashem Shemecha, that Hashem's name like Klai Yisrael's daima to a Zayis Ranon to an olive tree, like this. Ma Zayis just like an olive tree. Zuach Risa B'Soifoy, that when does it give off good pears at the end? First the peris abidah, you first have good fruits of the olive tree, the older the tree becomes. is Af Yisrael Achrisam B'Soifon, the same to Klal Yisrael. At the end, there'll still be hope, because even though there's going to be a Churban now, but there'll still be hope for Klal Yisrael. There'll come a Sir, there'll come a Zaman, when there will be Ma'aseh B'Tshuva. Now the Gemara dashes another Pasuk in Yom Yod that says, L'Kol HaMonot, to the voice of the Tumul, K'dom L'Heitzis Eishol L'Hil, that Kosh Baruch Hu brought down fire upon it, for rolled Al Yosef, and its branches like broke down. Is Omer Rabbi Chinon Abba Papa, L'Kol Milayin Shom Meraglim, then Kosh Baruch Hu heard the voices of the Meraglim, and heard them complaining when they came back from spying on Eretz Yisrael, and they said how bad it was, how strong it was, that they can't fight, Nis Roiru Dulioiso Shal Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael lost the Kechis. That's when Klal was taken away, the strength from Klal Yisrael. Tiyomu Rabbi Chinon Abba Papa, Dova Godol Dibru Meraglim Yisrael. But the Meraglim at that time said terrible things. And the Pasuk says, Ki Chosaku Mimenu, said that they're stronger than us. So Al Tikri Mimenu, they didn't mean just to say they're stronger from us. The Meraglim did not mean to say that the giants in Eretz Yisrael were stronger than us. But rather, Elu Mimenu Kevayochel. They meant to say they're even stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'afilu Balabayis and Yochel Oitzi Kelim Mishom. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot take out his Kelim from Eretz Yisrael. That's how bad the Meraglim spoke. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard that, that's what took away the, Rashi says, like Kolaymar, Nishpa Goyin Uzum, that broke the strength of Klal Yisrael. On this Mask of Law, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chinono, Hai Lekel HaMoylo, Kidoylo, why does it say Hashem heard? To the big tumult, Lekel Milo, Mibo, he heard the words, not just Amma Tumul. According to him, it was just the words of the Meraglim that he heard over. Rather Elo, rather Omola, Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram. That Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Kolecho Shomati Vechomalti Aleihem, that I heard your voice, and I had Rachmanis upon Klal Yisrael. Ani Yomati, I thought to say, Yishtabdu B'Abba Malchiyos, Kolachas V'Yachas Kishir Abba Malchiyos. I wanted to put Klal Yisrael into the four different Malchiyos. Each one of them should have been the Shir as long as the four Malchiyos together. But Hashta, but now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the words of Avraham Avinu crying, is Kochad V'Chad Maida Posek Lei. He only like gave over one quarter, like each Malchiyos only had its time, the way we went through, and not to have all four of them together, the length of each one of them. V'kadiyami, some say, Ani Yomati B'zeh first, of course, Baruch Hu wanted the four Malchiyos to come one after another. Klal Yisrael to directly go from one Chibud to another one, straight, without a break in between. Achshov B'vasachas. Rashi says, B'zeh Achazer means every arba shouldn't, would have been four different lengths. The Yachshav Nabav Asachas, the Avikulu Achachur, so one shear. The Shem of Fuzorim, Mitzosim, Mishabod, and Labovel, the Mitzosim, the Yovin, the Mitzosim, the Pras, the Mitzosim, the Yedim. But it was like a spread out, part here, part there, part there, but it was only one big shear altogether, one big length altogether. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Loma Nimshlu Yisrael Lezayis, why is Klaus Odeimah to an olive tree? Loimelah comes to teach us, Mazayis, just like an olive tree. And all of Noishrin, its leaves do not fall off. Loibi Moisa Chamav, Loibi Moisa Kishamim. Not in the summer, not in the winter. Is after you saw the same thing with Klal Yisrael. Ein lehem betelu oilomis. There'll never be an end to Klal Yisrael. Loibi Elo Mazev, Loibi Elo Mabo. There'll never be a destruction of Klal Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael will always be a Klal Yisrael both in this world and in Elo Mabo. V'yomer Rebbe Yechonon lo manim shlo Yisrael Azayis. How come Klal Yisrael is doing to a Zayas an olive tree? The Pasuk says Zayas, Ran and Yofa. That Loimala comes to teach us. Maz Zayas, just like an olive tree, and a Moitzi Sham Le'elei De Ketisa. You only get out the good stuff, the oil out of the olives only come out after you bang on it a lot. You have to work hard on the tree to get the olive, to get the oil out. Hizav Yisrael, and Choyzman Lamut Tevelei De Yisurim. Klal Yisrael is only Choyzman to do tshuva. Ayde Yisurim, that's the purpose why Hashem gives us Yisurim. Hashem gives us punishment for one purpose, to make us do tshuva. The Klal Yisrael needs Yisurim to make them do tshuva. Now it's the kids, so this will they got it, so that they pray to start off with. And this is where Blair of Ezra answered them back. This is the way they start off to clear off his mind. Now it says the Mishnah Ramei Roimer, Hasor, how do we make the sourdough? How do we let the dough start to ferment? Is Boidullah Mitoicha, from the amount of Yisroel you have in there, from its Yisroel itself, you start to make it become sourdough. So Moshe says, on the other sheet there was no, take a piece of sourdough from another place and put it into the Yisroel here. So the Rebbe Meir said back, no, that you'll have a chaser in Yisroel, you'll have too much, you won't have a right of measurement. So Moshe asks the question now, my chaser or Yisroel? What does it mean to say you'll have too little or too more, too much? Omer Rav Chisda, Isas Hasor Ova. If the dough of the sourdough you took is very thick, Nimses Yisera, you can have more than you're supposed to have. Midas Yisera Rako, but let's say it's soft, then Nimses Chaser, you're missing out. So Yisera Kokayel Yisera Kokayel. So again, the shaila was, he said, that, again, if the sor is a sasor ova, if it will be a thick dough, then nimsa sisera, you're going to have too much. A very thick means very close together, so you can have more flour than you would have had if it wouldn't have been dough. And yisera, midas sisera, you're going to make it too much. Raka, if the new sourdough is going to be very loose, nimsa chasera, you're going to have a little bit too less. So that's why you can't measure by first taking some sourdough and then putting it in there and now eat on the rest with flour. The Gemara says, why? Soif, let's see. Ki kokayel yisoren kokayel. Anyway, what you're measuring right now is you're only measuring any yisoren of flour, that's all. So what's the problem? So it's like this. Rabbi Rav Yossi Yom Tavayu. L'kamoy shein hoysa misharina. No, you always have to be misharin how it was at the beginning when it was flour. You can't just put it in right now. If you have sourdough already, I mean, it's mixed up with the water, with the oil already, it's not in this form of flour. When we have to measure out the yisoren, the yisoren has to be a complete yisoren of flour by itself, the way it was before. So therefore, if you have to take a piece of sourdough from someplace else and bring it in here, you can't have the exact measurement of an yisoren of flour. So Mar still asks the question, why not? Velishko purta minei. In other words, first, true, according to everybody, let's measure off an yisoren of flour. And now we'll take off some of this flour. We'll make it outside, we'll make it become chametz, we'll make it become sourdough. Let it start to rise, ferment a little bit, this dough. Then you put it back into the rest of the dough. That's the way you make it rise. So what's the problem? According to everybody, you should do it this way. First measure off a gesunt yisroel of flour. You'll have the yisroel of flour. And then take off a little bit and make it into sourdough. And then throw it back in again and make the rest become chametz. We're going over now in the chalas of toida that it's supposed to be chametz. Tumor says, no, gzera to gzera, duma osil esuyim yama. If you do like that, if you first measure it, and you take it off and bring it back again, when you bring it back again, you may not bring back the same one, you may take it from other places, and again, you won't have the exact measurement. So that's where Chomam argue against Reb Meir. That's the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah. If Yehuda doesn't make this gzera, if Yehuda does know it's good, his lashon was, if you make this sof all together, it's not min hamuvchor. He said that maybe it's a sof and also tech amida. That's what he means to say, that take the sof means first measure, take out some, make it into sourdough, and then bring it back again. That's what Yehuda shita. If your Meir doesn't like this because there's a gzera, maybe you come and bring some meyalma. So Tana Rabbanan, ein machmitzim betapuchim, and now let him make his chomitz with apple juice. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So at the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.